Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. Like always, a lot of stuff happening around the farm.
Yeah, and now we're really starting to pick up. It's a sunny day today, which is unusual. We haven't had one of those for a long time.
It's been dreary for the longest time.
Yeah, we've had so many gray days, rain. We've had more rain probably than snow. We've had some mixed stuff last week and the week before. But yeah, we have a beautiful sunny day today. The honeybees are out.
Oh, that's great to see.
I've been out. So lots of things going on.
Absolutely. And we had a great weekend this weekend with our presentation to the Spring Into Gardening, Coles County Master Gardeners.
We just have a visitor, Abby, so you might hear her.
Yes, I think she wanted to put in her two cents worth.
Oh, no, she's laying in the sun now, so.
So I think the presentation was a success.
I think so. I mean, no one fell asleep that I could see.
No.
Or left.
We had good feedback. The title of the presentation was to market, to buy a fat fig. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And I think that's something that we're both very comfortable with public speaking. We've both done it a lot in our former jobs. And we love to talk about what we do.
Absolutely. And this presentation was really geared toward how to be a good farmers market consumer. But we find ourselves now springboarding into developing information and education for those of you who may be interested in becoming a farmers market vendor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had people that have asked us about that. We've had people that have asked us about starting gardens. And so part of what we're about is to help solve problems for other people.
Right.
And to teach them what we know.
So we are embarking on that in a few different ways. We're going to do some coursework about that and just some general information on our website, other speaking events as those come up, and really just help those of you who are interested in doing that get your business off the ground.
Yeah, we love to help other people. Our business really kind of turned into an agribusiness.
We are an agribusiness.
Right here on the farm. That all started with a very small tent, and we had no clue what we were doing at the farmer's market with just a few extra things, a few scones, a little bit of honey, a little bit of produce. And I think we may have had cat toys then.
Yes. I mean, Five Feline Farm, you've got
and
to have something for a cat.
We may have had the original beak balm. I think
yeah,
we maybe
think we
had
did.
That. So that was our whole product line, though. Fit under an 8x8 tent and plus us under it. And, you know, that kind of launched our business.
It did. And we have continued to grow. We're now under two big 10x10 really circus-looking tents.
Yeah, it's a circus, which, you know, that kind of fits us.
It does.
Yeah.
And we have expanded that product line and offering at the farmer's market into really lots of stuff.
A lot more produce.
Yes.
A lot more scones.
Yes.
And some other stuff. Yeah, on a whole, I mean, we didn't have shampoo bars, so we didn't have any of that stuff. We have four different flavors of beak balm. We had one at that point. So yeah, things are changing. We have an on-site store, online store. You write books, Honeybee writes books, and I just, what do I do? I get in trouble for
one. There is that. But you are out there working the land, working the garden, the orchard, all of the landscaping and property. And in fact, you were out there really starting to do some of that today, taking advantage of this sunshine.
Yes. If you hear a strange rumble, listen carefully when you go outside. That's the gardener starting to wake up and take back the land.
Yes. So what were you working on today?
It was hard to decide, but the first thing I needed to do, because I haven't done it yet this season, is to sharpen and oil and clean all of the tools. So all my pruners, I have a lot, hose, you know, that kind of thing. So I drug all that stuff out, loppers, because it's also time to start pruning. Because you want to do that when before the buds get too big, they're starting to swell. And so you want sharp tools before you prune. So I did all of that, cleaned up my tools, which felt really good. I cleaned up my gardening bag, got that organized. That'll last for about 20 minutes.
Still more of the decluttering effort there.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it didn't have a whole lot of junk in it, but I had stuff just thrown all over the place, and there were beans down on the bottom of it, you know, and straw, and it, you know, I carry it to the garden with me. It gets to be a mess.
Right.
So that's cleaned up now.
Excellent. And kind of back to your sharpening of tools and time to prune. It's my understanding, and you can help define this for our listeners, that the importance of sharp tools is really twofold. One is to make it easier to use. You don't have to struggle against it. But the other is you want a clean cut.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want a clean cut. After I got all the tools sharpened, I went out and went to the orchard and started cutting trees and, you know, all that extra junk that's on the bottom. You want to keep a nice shape. And because the buds are really, I got some pictures of some cool buds, which, you know, I'm excited about that. But you want a nice clean cut. You want to get that as clean as you can, because you don't want an old jagged, because then you're going to introduce disease and varmints and junk in there that's not going to be good for your tree. So for tree health and for sanitation, you just want to make that as clean and nice as you can. I mean, personally, I don't like to get cut with rusty things.
Okay. I don't like to get cut with anything.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't either when I think about it. But, you know, so think of that with your trees and shrubs and the things that you're going to prune. You want to have that nice and sharp and clean, and everyone's just going to be much happier.
Right. So that is something that you've been talking about for a couple of weeks, that as the weather started to warm, you were keeping an eye on the orchard trees and the grapevines to prune those, as you said, before they really get started. So another task for the spring kind of underway.
So I got all the suckers cut off around the bottom of the trees, anything that was damaged, and pruned the grapes. So those are ready to go, and trim those back. Not as much as I did last year, but, you know, again, you have damage and you have overgrowth and just junky stuff. So I got those cleaned up. So that feels really good. So we're ready now.
We are ready. And while you were outside doing that, I was working on some of our website design, some of our email list, a few of those kind of in the background kinds of tweaks. We are adding some new subscribers. If you don't currently subscribe to our email list, you want to go check that out on the farm website. We are going to continue to use that and improve our outreach with our customers and fans. So really a lot of stuff happening here at the farm.
Yeah. Another thing that I did, you know, because then I started getting distracted with, you know, when I went out to gather tools, then I started seeing all the other things that I could do. It's like, okay, I could do this today and I could do this. So, but another thing that I did is I put a cover over one of the raised beds so that can start warming up, and the soil was frozen except for just a tiny little bit of it. So now I've got the cover on that. It's nice and secure. It's clean, and cleaned up the keyhole bed. So that's cleaned out. I'm excited.
Excited and ready for spring.
Yes. So the greenhouse will be next. Greenhouses will be next. Clean those, sanitize them, and then we have beds to build.
Yes.
Raised beds.
We are continuing to expand. And
that's crazy.
It is crazy, but there's a purpose for all of it. And we do things over a period of time. And you're expanding some of your growing areas into raised beds. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have some fruit that I'd stored up in the freezer. I have that thawing out. This week I will be making jam that will be available for sale when we open the mercantile on March 7th. We have a few dates coming up. And the spring fling will be on April 18th here at the Farm Fresh Mercantile. We'll have some other vendors in. That'll be a good time. Mark your calendars for that. And one other quick thing that we need to kind of put out there that we did this past week was attend an annual meeting of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance.
Yes. And that's something that has been on our list to do. We've talked about it. We really want to be an advocate and be involved in the local food system in Illinois. And we felt like this was a really good place to start.
Yes. So the farm is now a business member of that organization. And we're going to stay involved there and see what we can do to help advocate.
That's exactly right.
So lots of stuff happening here at the farm.
Yeah.
Always more to do.
Yeah.
But
we are kicking it into high gear
now. We are.
So this
Absolutely.
Gets, now it really gets fun.
And you will get to hear all about it.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.